The core of this culture was lost with the fall of Constantinople. But Byzantine culture lived on in the West as Greek scholars grabbed their precious manuscripts and fled to Italy, where wealthy merchants and nobles sponsored them, spawning the rebirth of Greek learning in the West. The Renaissance, which resulted, would in turn lead to the Enlightenment, making Byzantium a bridge through which Greek and Roman democratic institutions were transmitted to the modern world. The Byzantine culture would take on new life far to the north, where the Grand Duchy of Muscovy had just emerged from 2 centuries of Mongol rule, and Tsar Ivan III, 1462 to 1505, would take as his second wife and his valued advisor the Byzantine princess Zoe Palaiologina. As we will find out in Unit 4, Muscovy and its successor state Russia would explicitly consider itself the third and supposedly permanent incarnation of Rome. Segment 15D, Popes, Kaisers, and Tsars. In its 2,206 years of existence, the Roman state passed from a small Latin-speaking town on the Tiber River to a Greek-speaking metropolis straddling the boundary of Europe and Asia.